it would be something we can use there too.
Right, okay.
Okay. On the main page for our committee on the Green Party website. Okay. So that's taken care of for the moment. And the other thing that we need to do is work more on our rules. And I think we'll try to do that like we did last time.
Rita?
Bless you.
Rita?
I have a cold.
Rita, this is Sue. The other thing on the agenda that I put on the agenda was Kevin has submitted an initial list of topics for educational materials. I don't know if he wants to discuss that tonight.
He sent us a list, but more than that, we have to put some kind of a concise explanation of what his duties are in our rules.
Okay.
We'll get to that when we get to that part of the rules.
Okay.
Okay, I got to find him myself here, so. Let me pull them up here and I'll put them on the let's see, what do we put it on? Share? Let's see. That looks like it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you're sharing the screen. Okay.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm putting the rules back up.
It took my whole screen.
Oh, that's neat.
Okay.
Can everybody read it okay? Joe asked me to make it bigger last time. Is it big enough, Joe?
I'm just getting over there. I'm not sure right now.
Can you make it larger, Rita? It's kind of small.
Well, anyway, I think we can. I have a frog in my throat that just doesn't want to go away. We can start out here. The first paragraph. I went through and I did some minor editorial changes to make my spelling and consistent and take out some superfluous words that we didn't need in there and things like that, which I normally do.
Rita.
Any of the substantive changes that I made are in red.
Rita.
So we went through the first part about our committee structure last time, and I don't think we need to do anything more with that.
Rita.
We got down to the officers and their duties, and we have that. We had that mostly covered, and let's see.
Rita.
I just added that our voting would be in accordance with the GPUS bylaw 3-4.1, which is out here on the side. This all committees shall conduct internal elections by instant runoff voting and ranked choice voting, consistent with Article 7 of the GPUS rules and procedures.
Okay.
That doesn't really, that's nothing we need to discuss further.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
I can't really read it, it's so tiny.
Is Alfred still here?
Okay, you want me to make it bigger?
Yeah.
Alfred?
Yes, I'm still here, I'm still listening.
Okay. All right, no, I just don't see your picture on my little list of participants.
Oh, he's here, I see him.
All right. Well, I just have a weird screen, so anyway. Okay, mine's really big.
Is it? I'm trying to make it bigger. Can you make your screen bigger?
Now yours is huge. Now it's so big.
I gotta make it smaller now.
Now it's so big, I can't.
You can't see it.
Well, I can read like 5 words at a time.
No, I'll make it smaller.
Yeah, it was perfect for me earlier.
Okay.
That's good.
Is that good?
That's
good. Well, can you, Sue, can you make your screen bigger? Does that help?
I just did. This is good.
Okay, can I knock it down one more notch? There, how's that?
That's better.
That's good.
Okay.
You could do one more, in fact, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I, Joe had some trouble seeing it last time. Let's leave it here.
All right. All right.
Okay, so then we get on to describing what our officers are doing. Our officers are the 2 co-chairs, a secretary, and an education materials coordinator. And we did define, we talked about last time what the co-chairs would do, and I made the change that we discussed at our last meeting, which the co-chairs would be responsible for maintaining a roster of the active members and administering the listserv and contacting state parties and caucuses concerning the status of members on the committee.
All right.
And the rest of it unchanged from what was there before. However, we did add, I did add a paragraph here about things that we need to do when we are notified of a new member. We're required to provide a copy of the rules and make sure the member is familiar with the rules. And that is part of another bylaw requirement of the state or the national party, that committees, that new members would be provided with training and orientation in the committee rules. So anyway, that's to comply with the DPUS rules. And then we had the secretary in here, and Sue and I were discussing this, and she said the secretary would provide new members with assistance in learning the committee rules.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we made that a secretary task. Now, other than that, it's the same as it was before. Then we get down to the education materials coordinator. There's where we have to fill in what, Kevin, what you think your responsibility would be as an educational materials coordinator.
Well, I think that the main thing would be having all of the materials that we have, which I'm hoping that we're going to have a selection of slideshows, video chats, and articles.
Okay, so you want to be responsible for assembling?
Yeah, those would be kept on a website, which we're supposed to have. Aren't we supposed to have a website for the committee?
We have to do that ourselves. We are not furnished that kind of a website by the national party.
All right.
We can have a website, but it.
Do other committees have, do other national standing committees have their own websites?
Yeah, the Peace Action Committee has its own website, but it's not furnished by the national party or anything. It's just that somebody set up. So.
Oh. All right, so assemble educational materials consisting of computer file presentations, multimedia, and
computer file
presentations, comma articles,
videos,
and and media files. Videos and audio files.
Excuse me, I'm afraid that the food just arrived, so I'm gonna still be listening, but I've got to eat.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, come on, Alfred.
How many minutes do we have left on our time thing here? Alfred?
I don't know, but go ahead and enjoy your dinner, Alfred. It's the year is
Alfred,
still
we'll
a new
probably
year.
Cut out in a couple minutes, and you'll get an email with a new place, new number to sign in on.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I'll look for that on email, okay?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, I don't, how much time have we got left? Do you know, Kevin?
No, I have no idea.
Usually it tells at the top, but I, you know, my everything is small now.
Right, I don't know. And it might, I had never noticed before.
Well, and usually it would show at the top of my screen when it was down to...
Okay, see, I had not even noticed that. I just knew it would give me a 10-minute warning.
But it won't do that with this thing I have up here on the screen. So.
Okay, well, anyway, and maintaining... And then that should be available on a website, which should be available on a website or a Google Drive.
Okay.
Which should be accessible through the internet.
Okay. What did you say, online?
No. Well, okay, online.
Online, okay. Now, you know, we might be able to have David Doonan set up a page where we can collect all this stuff. I don't,
right.
I can ask him about it. He's real nice about doing stuff. So.
Okay. And right. That's okay. Right. Now, the education materials coordinator, you know, I don't want to get into being much of an editor, but I do want to maintain a minimum, you know, professionalism and
yeah.
accuracy and informative standard. And I don't, I guess that...
Well, anything that we publish that goes out in the public has to be approved by the committee anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so...
All right.
Do you want to... I think probably one of the things that you... If we have a separate committee that works on educational materials, that you would maybe oversee the committee to keep them on track and such?
It's possible. It's possible. I'm just, you know, I'm going to be out there saying that, you know, you need to produce stuff for me to coordinate.
Right, yeah.
I have something to coordinate, so please.
I foresee if we have enough members at some point that we can have a committee that can work on this stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
A subcommittee, I should say.
Right.
We have four and a half minutes left.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Sue.
Yeah.
Oops. Oops, didn't say he.
The EMC.
Responsible for oversight of subcommittees. Okay. I got too many of something in here.
Who's going to be responsible for the website?
Well, no, we don't. We haven't.
We don't know yet. Okay, we'll worry about that later.
And it's not they; it's the educational materials coordinator, the coordinator, not they, the coordinator.
Okay. But you know, you're not supposed to use the he/she thing anymore.
Correct.
So, also be responsible oversight of subcommittees working on.
You know, I was listening to a video by Derek Jensen today.
Uh-huh.
I've been recovering from my cold, so I've been spending more time than usual listening to the internet. And he had a woman on who was a feminist writer, but she was complaining about being attacked by the transgender males who claim to be females and who then want to go into the women's bathroom, dressing room, and want to get themselves involved in women's athletics and women's this. And to me, it's just like totally bizarre. I mean, I can't believe that. Anyway, never mind. Okay, so put a period after materials, and then we're okay.
Okay, we can leave it at that. I mean, we can. How about in other duties as assigned?
No.
How come?
Anything else we think of.
My God, that's something that was always in any job description I ever had.
Right.
Other duties as assigned. Of course, you know, I worked for government. I had worked for the U.S. government. Back then, when I had job descriptions. And rights and responsibilities of members. Initially, Kevin, you had a question on this about what happens if people don't come to meetings or something. And,
right.
They don't need to come to all the meetings. They can be working on educational things as a subcommittee or something and not come to the meetings.
Right.
So rather than having requirements that they take part in all the discussions, et cetera, and show up at the meetings, we just said that they are expected to participate in committee activities. So, and as long as they are doing some kind of participation in the committee activities, they would be considered to be an active member.
Right, okay.
Okay. That's what that's all about. So then we go down inactive members. And this is the part where the co-chairs would contact members who have not actively participated and request that they review the rules and affirm that they will be active and remain on the committee. And if they do not respond after 20 days, we would inform the state party or caucus that appointed the member and let them know they have not been active and have not replied to our communication.
All right.
Yeah, the reason for all this is we can't throw somebody off the committee. We can only ask the state party to consider replacing them with someone who will be active or he has more interest.
Maybe Rita went to the bathroom.
All right.
Hey, Kevin, did you learn? I just learned from someone in my Fed group here in New York that when Dodd-Frank bill was passed in Congress, that there were various functions of the Treasury Department that were turned over to the Federal Reserve.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I just found out about that.
You know, I was just thinking to myself that if you follow the history of financial stuff, is this Joe back with us? I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, okay.
And Alfred.
Okay. I had been following, financial information for some time. These Goldman Sachs people would be appointed to the Treasury Department of different countries, like Canada, for example. That's the one that really stands out in my mind right now.
Yeah.
This was a number of years ago, like before 2008. And I thought it was weird that a Goldman Sachs person would be the Treasury official of Canada. And then, you know, they get this tremendous real estate bubble going in Vancouver and Montreal and places like that, in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so to me, and then as I was in here in San Antonio, I've been working with this Climate Action San Antonio group, which is Sierra Club and Democrats, and I'm done working with them. I mean, I have firsthand experience at the utter, total ineffectiveness of those people. Yeah. So I thought the Green Party was bad. But that's for another topic. But the thing is that in the course of this and studying, you know, what goes on in the budget and the city council and all that, I've come to realize that, you know, suburban development is hugely important to the banking cartel.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they expand credit and how they inflate everything.
Right. And you know where the money goes that they create.
Right, right. It goes, yeah. And so you have the entire city here making house payments and car payments.
Yeah.
And the city council and the county government are paying for all the roads and, you know, the flood control and everything else to support it. And the taxpayers, you know, taxes go up all the time and grumble, grumble. And of course, it's the doggone people on welfare that are causing it.
Yeah.
So, so anyway, and you know, and I kept talking about stuff like that with them, and it was, oh no, there's this coal plant we're going to get shut down. And of course they had planned to shut the coal plant down anyway.
Yeah.
And there were two coal plants, and one of them they wanted to keep open, the other one they were going to shut down. So they bought a 30-year generator for the coal plant that they want to keep open. And this is the same time they're all talking about how serious they are about addressing climate change. I mean, it's just so anyway, but why am I talking about this? I'm talking about it because
I brought up about the Dodd-Frank bill and functions.
Right. And this is how this stuff works. But it would be really good for our committee and for our credibility to be talking about current economic and financial events and be able to make intelligent and correct predictions or intelligent and correct interpretations
of
what's really going on.
With our immigration laws, the banks are the ones who get all of these special immigration immigration people approved, come into the country and work at the banks. So, you know, they bring all these foreign people in to work in the banks in the U.S. Now, I don't know if that's done for the purposes of training them and sending them back to their own country to work in the banks there or what.
Oh.
But they have a huge amount of immigrants that come here to work in the banks. And the banks always get these special visas or whatever that these immigrants need to work in the banks.
Yeah.
Oh, the B1 or whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever the classification is, but
Rita.
You know that right. That's the other thing that I've
Rita.
Read about.
Rita,
you know, so.
What that's all about is outsourcing, because I worked for Citibank, and they outsourced 50% of the American jobs that were there in from 2005 through 2015.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
they moved them overseas.
For what they paid me, they paid 3 Indians.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what that's about.
Okay, but I think they bring the immigrants here to train them, the management people. And then send them overseas to set up the outsourced banking work, whatever they do.
Yeah,
so,
that I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
I have to comment. I just kind of wonder if maybe they're just kind of low-cost labor for these financial institutions.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible, too. But I think they have to pay them enough to live here. I don't know. It would be maybe kind of fun to find out, but look into it as another project sometime. I think we should go back to working on our rules more. We're about to get into a rather heavy part of the rules, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to put us on chat and get us back on there. Not chat, share. I'm sorry. Did somebody put something in the chat box?
I don't. I might have. I don't know. I clicked on some stuff trying to figure out.
Oh. Will gave us a. This is really interesting. Sue was outsourced. I bet it is more than low-cost labor. Okay. I guess Will doesn't want to talk to us. Okay, where are we here? That looks like it. Oh, that isn't it.
Okay. All right, well, we're looking at stuff that you have, but not...
Okay, there, I got it here.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to go look at my email to get our number here.
Can I say one more thing about Citibank and outsourcing?
Yeah.
At the same time they were doing that, they were changing the technology from a mainframe centralized system where everyone knew what was going on because you could see it, to distributed systems. So people only saw the tail of the elephant here in this country and the trunk of the elephant in that country. And no one really put together what the whole system was doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you worked for Citibank, I guess. I had an awful time with Citibank when I was practicing law. Because they turned the administration of the retired state workers from Michigan over to Citibank. And they were operating then out of Massachusetts or somewhere. I can't remember. I think it was Massachusetts. It was impossible to get them to change beneficiaries on some of these retirement policies and things. That they were administering for the state. I had an awful time. It took me months to get a form to change the beneficiary. You know, it was terrible. Huh. I can't imagine why the state of Michigan turned this over to Citibank in Massachusetts or whatever. Huh. But anyway, that's off topic, and we need to get back here.
Okay.
We were talking about inactive members. The co-chairs would contact them if they're not active to see if they want to stay on the committee or if the state wants to replace them or whatever. And members are responsible for keeping the committee informed of any changes in email address or name or email address. Okay. Meetings, other means of transacting business. A listserv or other means of online communication for conducting business and informally discuss issues, etc. There was just one little thing added in there. Informal committee work. Okay. Committee actions requiring formal approval by the members. Any proposals requesting endorsement of policy positions by GPUS, publication of information in public media or the public website of the committee or GPUS. Election of officers, voting is done and required with the GPUS bylaws. Proposals for joining coalitions by the committee or by GPUS. Proposals of GPUS platform amendments and formal approval required for observers who are not members of a state party. Okay, so we would require formal approval of any folks like Will that want to join us and are not a member of a state party. And other actions deemed by the officers, that's was there before. Okay, this is the big part, committee decision procedures. Well, I went through here and tried to spell out as best I could a procedure for consensus that normally is used by small committees. Sue wasn't familiar with the consensus procedure. And I think that's probably because New York is kind of big and they probably don't have a lot of smaller committees that use a consensus procedure. So we kind of went through, I kind of spelled it out as best I could. And Sue said that she had read it and She didn't make any comments on it, so she may have some questions, and the rest of you may. So I don't know, do you want to maybe just take a couple minutes? Can you read what I have out here on the screen? Hang on a minute here. I'm going to, I can't make it a little bigger for you. Okay. You want to just read that by yourselves here and see if you've got any questions?
Okay.
Okay, has everybody read at least this far here?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions yet?
I don't.
I just have one question, really. Can you hear me?
Is it Joe? Joe, we're having trouble hearing you. We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay. I'll chat.
I don't know, can we get Chad up here while we have this other thing going? Let me, I don't know what.
Oh, click on chat? Should we click on chat?
Well, I can't click on chat while I have this.
I can. You just put your...
Well, click on it then, because I can't.
Well, he hasn't put anything on it yet.
Oh, okay.
You just have to move your mouse down to the bottom. And then it pops up.
Well, my mouse is down on the bottom and it's not popping.
Okay, well, it did for me.
Yeah, I got my chat.
But hit chat and see if it comes up.
It did.
It did?
Yeah. Joe, have you typed anything?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It came up at the top here. Okay. Let me see. What has it got here? New share. Pause, share, annotate, remote control, invite, record, disable participant.
There you go.
Leave meeting.
There you go.
Not video. Mute. I don't know. No, I can't find the chat. Can somebody read his chat?
I'll read it.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to figure whether there is a separate consensus-seeking procedure for questions or not.
Yeah, or this seems to be adjusting the voting. I think that is what I mean. It's something that we're going to discuss procedure without objection.
I think they'll probably catch that, okay? Why don't we continue with it? And then if you have a question when we're done looking at the whole thing here, we can address that, okay? And anyway, then we go on proposals presented at the list on the listserv need to be clearly identified as a proposal. Go ahead and read. Go ahead and read down to where number four here.
I have a question about item two, proposals presented.
Yeah.
Can we also, just for this keeping track, what have the name of the person proposing the proposal, so identify it, who's proposed it?
I don't understand. If they propose in an email, their name will be in the email.
Right, but as people, well, in the subject line.
Yeah, we can. When you do this, you can number the proposals if you want. It's not often that you have more than one proposal being considered at a time.
Oh, really?
If you do, you can number them, you know. Well, most of the work this committee does is going to be informal.
Right.
If you do have a formal proposal of some kind, it would be one that would fit in the category of something that requires committee approval or our formal approval.
Well, it would be good if they were numbered to keep track of them, historically.
Yeah, we can number them.
Okay.
We can do that. We can do that administratively. We don't really need to put that in our rules.
Okay.
Okay.
When you say observers and advisors may not participate in the discussion unless allowed by the facilitator. Well, who's the facilitator?
The facilitator would be one of the co-chairs.
Okay.
Or a designated facilitator.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody got down as far as four?
Yep.
Okay. Then we'll move on to the discussion phase, and here's where we talk about blocking objections.
What does that mean, blocking objections?
Well, it's spelled out there for you. Read it.
Usually it means that you can't.
That means you can't pass by consensus if the blocking objection stays or remains.
Oh, okay. If you block the proposal, then you can't have consensus.
If it's a blocking objection.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, did everybody get through number of blocking objections?
Yeah.
Okay, other objections.
When to stand aside, is that to abstain?
No, it's to remove any objection you have.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there any historic reason for having the 5-day period followed by the 7 days?
Not really. We could follow another 5-day period.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering.
You know, that's up for grabs. So
oh, okay.
You want to change that?
That's okay. Yeah, that's
too long. Pardon?
Let's take them all 5 days, then at least we know our increment.
Make the 7-5, make it 2 5-day periods?
Yeah.
All right, we'll change that to 5. Does that sound okay with everybody?
Without objection.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have, we could have 10 days of discussion and then 5 days of voting if we have to vote.
Now, Rita, what is the math behind a 2/3 majority of yes and no votes is required for a proposal to pass? 2/3 of what?
Okay, this is the same procedure that's used on the National Committee. And I think it helps the members know how the voting goes if they're familiar with the voting on the National Committee, that you can vote yes, no, or abstain, and you need a 2/3 majority of the yes and no votes for a proposal to pass. But you need the people who have been paying attention but don't want to vote yes or no because maybe they don't know enough about the subject matter, abstain, just to let you know that you know they're around and that counts toward a quorum. The abstain vote. You follow? That's helpful in reaching a quorum.
So it's a 2/3 majority. Give me an example. Like if there were...
Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say we have, 10 people voting, okay? And one of them abstains. 6 of them vote yes, and 3 of them vote no. Okay? If you had 2/3 of the 10, then you would need at least 7 votes to pass. But if you have 2/3 of the yes and no votes, you only need 6 of them for the proposal to pass. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you see the difference? But the abstain vote counts toward a quorum. And we'll get down to the quorum here in a minute.
Okay? That's what I'm missing, the quorum.
Okay, 50% of the full membership voting yes, no, or abstain shall constitute a quorum.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I
guess somebody voting present on U.S. Congress, if they don't want to vote for something, they just vote present. And I think they're counted as part of the quorum. Okay, this is emergency procedure. And I will let you read that. That's pretty straightforward, I think. Does anybody have any questions about that?
I think I have one.
Okay.
Is it that we want to have three of the four vote officers consented to the adoption of the proposal, that is to say, approve the proposal? Is that a sort of a special power, or is that something that's sort of consistent to other voting procedures?
This is something that's only used in the case of something that is very time sensitive, that needs to be passed in a big hurry.
Okay, thank you.
And we did discuss this pretty much last week, I think. And we decided that we should have at least three of the four officers specifically consenting to it before it passes with the 24-hour period.
Okay, great.
Okay. Co-chairs are responsible for making reports to the steering committee. Now, those are spelled out in the bylaws. Subcommittees. We may establish subcommittees created through informal decision making, so we don't have to go through all that. We can just decide at a meeting to have a subcommittee.
Okay, I got my 10-minute notice here.
Okay. Let me see. Let me just run down here and see if we have a lot of other things that changed. Just the observers and advisors part. Although we didn't get through all of this last time.
We didn't do this part last time.
No, we didn't go through this number 9 and 10 last time. We have not reviewed that as a group. So we have, 10 minutes left, you said?
I would, on IX, civility, respect, and all that.
Yeah.
Why do you want to put within the parameters of the 10 key values? I think you should just start with committee members.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think the 10 key values.
I got this from somebody else, and we don't necessarily need that in there.
Yeah, I mean, the 10 key values are very important for the Green Party, but civility applies, you know,
right
across the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I had the. This is required to be in here by one of the bylaws, and I had it off to the side, and when I got rid of that, it disappeared.
Oh.
So, anyway.
What's this over here, this little marker there? Oh, I'm pointing at my screen. I see a little gray bar direct
right
to the right. No, to right on the margin to the right.
Here?
Yeah.
That's my thing. It makes it go up and down.
Oh, okay. But you lost a comment, I guess, right? There was a comment on.
I had a comment over here about the bylaw that this pertains to.
Okay, well, see if you can undo your change and see if it'll come back.
I don't think I can.
Oh. Well, look under the edit at the menu at the top of your screen under Rita's, where right under the S. Click on edit and see if it has an undo. This is a menu right there. Click there. See, it has an undo.
Right. No, see, I changed that C to a cat. Well, let me try
right.
another.
Do it again. Right. You keep doing it. Right. Keep doing it. No, you have to do edit.
Yeah.
Edit. Yeah. Undo.
Okay, it came back.
Right.
Okay, says this paragraph is added to comply with DPUS bylaw 3-7.5, procedures by which minority opinions on committee business that relate to the workings of the DPUS may be conveyed to the national committee.
So is that with the parameters of the 10 key values, or is that this part that you added down below, shared or copied to the co-chairs of the committee? Something like that.
I'm going to take that other thing back out here.
All right.
Okay, we read the, okay.
All right.
Just a minute, let me see why it changed this red thing here. Oh, because it initially said it would be shared or copied to, what did that say? Sue, you're the one that had me change that, because it didn't say copied to the co-chairs. I think it said copied to the committee? Committee members?
I don't remember.
Well, you were concerned that they would, somebody would be complaining to 85 different people and sharing them with the whole committee on the listserv and spamming the listserv. So we made it so we changed that to making it a copy to the co-chairs of the committee. So only the co-chairs would have to deal with somebody that did something like that.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I changed. Okay, and really the big bulk of a lot of this is going to come into posting guidelines. And and I don't know if you want, we don't have a lot of time left tonight. You know, you could read this on your own. It's posted on the...
Right, you have a link to it in the emails on the
it's on the in the Google Docs.
And there's a link to the Google Docs in the BMRC emails, right?
Yeah, if you have a problem with it, just let me know. I'll send you a direct link to it.
Okay.
Or there's a direct, it's right up here, but I can't.
Where do we send our comments? We still put
you can
them in
make
this.
Your comments right here. You know, you okay. Sit this comment box up here.
Yeah. Okay. Put them in the comments.
And okay. And you can make your comments. But you know, they'll show up down here on the side. Or if you know, like I told you, Sue, if you want to write in green all over it, you can do that too.
Yeah.
Take the green out.
Yeah. No, right. I read this part. I read this part, and I didn't have any major questions about it.
You didn't have any major questions about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the rest, everybody else needs to read it, and the enforcement of the guidelines. And this last thing here about observers and advisors. And there's a, and here's the rule from the national bylaws.
All right.
About advisors and observers.
And we need to follow GPUS. We need to include that.
Pardon? We have to follow the bylaws of the DPUS, yeah. So anyway, I put together here as much as I could. And I don't know, the bylaw is confusing. But I'll just say that for it, okay? And you can read it and see if any of it makes sense and if what we have is okay and...
Let's see. Do we have time to discuss this now?
Maybe. I don't know. How much time do we have?
2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Well, do you have a question about it?
Well, I think it's important because of the use of the advisors this past summer.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't want to be, I'd like to discuss it as at the group to discuss it without rushing it through.
Okay. We can discuss it at our next meeting.
Okay.
But I think for tonight, we probably went through enough and we don't have a lot more time, so.
Yeah.
All right, now, you know, there's like probably a minute left. So is there a desire to continue the meeting beyond when the Zoom thing turns off?
Not for me, I don't think.
Nor me. Alfred? Are you listening?
He's got his mute thing on here.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I'm listening. I'm listening. I guess I'm kind of about timed out myself, so.
All right.
Okay.
And I guess that's okay.
We can resume next week.
Okay.
Right. And also, the listserv, send emails. And anybody has comments on the topic list that I put in the listserv, because I do want to kind of try to be on top
of it. Yeah, I would like, we can maybe, if we can get through the rest of these rules next week, maybe we can work on that.
And Rita, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the work you're doing for these rules.
And Alfred, before the meeting stops, if you want to put together more material on that train thing that you're interested in, I think that there's a place for that. In all this and putting something out on that too, so.
That sounds great. Yes, I'll do that.
All right.
Okay. And you know, if anybody in the meantime wants to bring up anything, we've always got the listservs open, so.
All right, cool.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll just wait for Zoom to terminate us and then.
Yes. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Health and happiness in the new year.
Okay,
enjoy.
Right.
It says less than 1 minute, so yeah, we're on our way out here.
But you know the
changing sweaters.
I do too.